Hare Krishna. On Saturday we had the most wonderful Rath Yatra, and I didn't take any pictures. I was busy with too many other things, but I'm sure there are pictures on the site taken by others. And last year I did the Goan Rath Yatra because I was in India at the time, in Mayapur. But it started off, it was the same route that we had. This is the third year we've had that route, which starts one part of downtown, goes to another part of downtown, which is called the Liget, Varush Liget, which is, translated literally, it means the grove. But anyway, it's a big park, downtown park, and with thermal baths and a big fort on it and everything. And it was beautiful weather. It had rained the day before. The weather was beautiful. It was sunny. It wasn't too hot. And our parade part of the Rath Yatra was in the shade, which was very comfortable for most devotees. And we went through downtown, the major streets, without an incident. There was a very nice kirtan going on with about 10 mridangas, and there were no other jambes and no other type of drums and instruments aside from a saxophone and kartals. And the Rath Yatra cart, which was from London, still here, not even a parking lot. It was very beautifully decorated, so it was all very nice. And then, of course, we got to the end. Destination, which was better than we'd had before. It's very shaded, leafy part of the park, big, huge trees, and we had unlimited area to set up, stage, and many other tents, lots of prasadam, lots of preaching. There was the college had a preaching tent, and then two other devotees had set up areas, preaching tents. I had a place, I was in the VIP tent, and we were all busy. We were all fully engaged until 9 o'clock at night, and just started at 10 in the morning with the procession. We got there latest at 1, continued on till 9 o'clock at night, and the special mercy was that our Rath Yatra, or just our festival site, was around a walking path that many people were coming and going to, from the baths, museum, everything else that's in the area. So we had this tons of foot traffic, aside from many devotees, of course Hungarians, there were Romanians and Slovenians and Czechs I didn't see, but there were also Slovakians. So it was a real international performance, and it was very wonderful. I personally, my experience was probably I felt that it was the best Rath Yatra I'd been to, not just in Hungary, but anywhere, just in terms of overall balance and everything being just right. And of course, we had the opportunity to be able to distribute books, and distribute prasadam, and meet people, lots of wonderful people, and everyone got the opportunity to see Jagannath and hear the holy names. So it's the type of thing where you know that Srila Prabhupada was very, very pleased, very satisfied. Prabhupada really favored these type of events. Took devotees the whole day yesterday just to sort of get everything back. Theoretically, today's a rest day, but I think there's still probably lots more to do. Makes one wonder how we could be doing something like this on a daily basis or a weekly basis. It would certainly require a lot more manpower, a lot more finances, a lot more backup. Although I think the program itself was also broke even. It's not a money maker, but it covers its expenses. So 24th Rath Yatra for Buddha Fest. Next year will be the 25th. And we're seeing how these people come to Krishna consciousness. It's the beginning of people's journey back home, back to Godhead. This morning we were talking in class about that journey. How long will it take? At Rath Yatra, you know, it's not just non-devotees show up, but you get a lot of devotees of all different shapes and commitments and sizes and dresses and so on, who are practicing Krishna consciousness in different ways or often not practicing Krishna consciousness. But I guess everyone's on a journey, and for some it will take one life if you're very serious, and for some it may take multiple lives. Bharat Maharaj, 3 lives. The train's going. It's like a train, or well, maybe I can use a more local analogy, like they have these boats, tour boats here in Budapest, and they go to different cities, people get off, they go see the sights, and if you miss the boat, then you miss the boat, you have to wait till the next one. Or probably something that everyone has experience with is the hop on, hop off tourist buses. You hop on anywhere you want, you hop off anywhere you want to buy a ticket. So some people just stay on the bus, they see the sights, they get off, and that's it. Other people, they just keep hopping on and hopping off, and sooner or later. Similarly, Krishna consciousness is also like that. Hop on, hop off. You get on the bus. You want to get off somewhere in the heavenly planets. Go ahead, and we can just sort of hop on again when the opportunity presents itself. When the next bus comes by to give you a lift. I guess, next bus for me when the next pure devotees there and someone, when Vaishnavas are there to give that encouragement to move forward. Krishna Prema Pradayate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us a one life process, gave the opportunity for everyone to complete it in this life, but we all have our own free will. And while I'm just thinking of how to say this, we're trying to facilitate all kinds of people in their journey, my real interest is with the one-lifers, the ones who don't want to hop off. We just want to keep going. And they're more interested in the destination than the sightseeing along the way. And what also came to mind when this morning is that Thakur Bhaktivinoda, in his description of the Namhata process, he explains how anyone who gives others Krishna consciousness, they're also blessed. They sort of get they get a share, they get a percentage. But according to, but it's a pyramid system structure. So the higher up you are in the process, the more larger percentage you get of the spiritual advancement of your beneficiaries. And that's an encouragement for devotees to take responsibility for helping spread the Krishna consciousness movement. The more responsibility you take, the more headache you get, and no question about it. But at the same time, the more benefit you receive as well. And just like with this Rath Yatra, so many devotees took part, and those devotees who are really taking responsibility and organizing and taking responsibility for devotees and projects and other things, they get a real lion's share of the mercy. Of course, if at the same time they blow it and they make mistakes, they also get the mercy in another way, with the thunderbolt and the rose, so they also get the thunderbolt. But looking from the rose side, looking at the rosy side, it's encouragement why to take responsibility for spreading Srila Prabhupada's movement. And now that I have encouraged myself for the day's service, then we'll go out today. You have a doctor's appointment and then stay here for the day and tomorrow to New Rajadam. Hare Krishna.